Now, if a yid does chazara in a way that's usher, the halacha explains the way that's usher, the divya kol, usher according to everybody, that there must have a din of avar b'shah, as if someone did shehiyah b'mezid, that usher to be netted from afterwards, even if it was a spasko tzarchai, as long as the stomach v'yafaloi. But if the stomach v'raloi, they not be netted from it at all, then there's no isser to be netted, but you have it because he's not being netted from it. Now, the Mechaber brings the second shita that we discussed in the beginning of the simon of shehiyah, that once it reaches maicha ben desoy, once the food is partially cooked, there's no longer isser of shehiyah. In the Mechlegas Hanani and the Rabbanon, Mechaber Adah is the main shita, the Rishonim of Pasuk, the Rabbanon, that until it reaches the point of its stomach raloi, as long as the stomach v'yafloi, at the beginning of Shabbos, is a shehiyah. Now it brings the Yeshayimrim to ask us, Rishonim, Rashi, and Tosfos that say, that once the maicha ben desoy, it's partially edible. Even somebody's not makbel, the food's fully cooked, he's on the run, he'll eat it already. At that point, already there's a heter to do shehiyah. If it's maicha ben desoy by beginning of Shabbos, and certainly if it's a spasko tzarcha by beginning of Shabbos, even with still mistamba v'yafo, it's mutter to shehiyah, sayan akira, sayan the taner, all cases, and it does not have to be grufuk tumah, does not require a blech. The only time you have to have grufuk tumah, the only time you have to have a blech, is either if it started cooking, so it's not kidr chayso, but before maicha ben desoy, that one stage just needs a blech. Relacha being a kfeger, it says it could be a blech, doesn't even help at that point. But many go ilum to be samach on Rav Pesach, that blech does help at that point. That's one time you need a blech. Or lagabi chazara. Chazara always requires a blech. We discussed b'dievet, chazara, when pistam haraloi does not ask a b'dievet, it's not called to be nene. But to do chazara and Shabbos, gefillah always requires a blech. But for shehiyah, according to the shita, only requires a blech if it's the beginning of Shabbos, etba star cooking, it's not maichel ben desoy, but it's not up to the point of maichel ben, but it's not maichel ben desoy. Not kedah chaisa, I'm sorry. Not kedah chaisa, but it's not up to the point of maichel ben desoy. Between kedah chaisa and maichel ben desoy, that's what requires a blech. What come maichel ben desoy? Mishnah Berurah brings some say half cooked, some say a third cooked. Shulchan Aruch later on say some half cooked. Mokum etchak be samach on a third cooked. Now, the Rama says at the minig is be samach on the shita, and therefore, if it's maichel ben desoy by the beginning of Shabbos, there's no iser of shehiyah. What if Sabbath was shachach v'shachach, by mistake of the shehiyah before maicha ben desoy? So then, it's aser to eat on Shabbos, and kavachomer, if someone's over shah, did shehiyah mezid before maicha ben desoy? Now, there's a bi'alach over here that says that even though the Rama says, no glach v'achreina, to cook the shita, passes on chananya, the one that's maicha ben desoy, by the beginning of Shabbos, no it's a shehiyah anymore. Whoever he says that based on the shayla, how in the rosh, how read the rosh, he says the b'seis of the mechaber, really likes the first shita more, that's it brings to the stam, and the second shita is Yishayimim, sees Noit L'Hachmer. And the Bir Lachman says, even though we can't be Meichel, we can't protest against those who are Meichel once it's Meichel Desai, like the Rama says, that's the minute. But Hatkila wants to definitely be careful to go like the first shita, and therefore, once with Mushko Tzarachai, you should take off the fire before Shabbos, or at least make a blech, not to do Shehiyah on Shabbos, on something that's past Meichel Desai, or the Spasko Tzarachai, unless the Mamish up to the point of Stam Virali. Is up to be aloch, unless someone has last second guess, they'll come before Shabbos, surely before Shkia, and he has to fast cook something for them. So then just make sure it's half cooked. Canary wants to be afterward, the more mach, but the geshita mach, the sorry of half cooked. As long as half cooked before Shabbos, so then we can be samicht on a mekilim to say it's no issue shahir. However, Chatkil, the aloch wants to go to Machmirim and to make a blef or take it off the flame, unless there's mamish of the poem is stand up for rally. Only if it's the last second situation, then we can be samicht on this second shita, on the Svar Achreino. It goes to Kananion, as long as Meichel and Nisoy at the beginning of Shabbos, that's good enough. Now, with some Meichel and Nisoy, some say half cook, some say third cook, it's not clear exactly what that means. Today's method of cooking, the accepted psak is that if you reach the point that it's edible, if you have to serve it, Shas Klak, you have to serve it, you could serve it like that, that's already called Meichel and Nisoy, the Svarah Ferna is Meichel. And the Machaber says that here we're dealing the whole time with a pot that's sitting on a pit put, Kis Shavonim, a Barzol, something like that, it's not touching the coals directly. But if the pot is touching the coals directly, that's a problem of Atmona. And that'll be also even the way, even if it's a case where there's no Isser of Shehiyah. The Rama says that no, even if the pot is sitting directly on the fire, there's no problem of Atmona unless completely wrapped up. But if it's Megul Lamal, it's uncovered on top, it's not called Atmona, and that's the minute it's Taka the minute and Ashkenaz to grow. But the Rama says you should make sure that it's not Mamish touching the coals by the beginning of Shabbos, because if Yid wants to take it off the coals, he's going to have a problem that he's shaking the coals, moving the coals on Shabbos. And therefore, you should make sure that it's not Mamish between the coals. If it is Mamish between the coals, and now Shabbos, he's trying to get a guy, take the pot off the coals. If no guy, Yid could do it, but he has to be careful to do it gently, in a way it's not going to shake the coals, to avoid the issue of shaking the coals with the flame on Shabbos.